everyone. It is Wednesday, October 23rd, and it's time for another quick update. It's been a very active couple of days, and here's what we're focusing on this episode. Guinea hosted an historic display on the lawn of the Supreme Court of Canada last week. The federal election happened on Monday, and we get a reaction here from Ottawa. And a youth convention happened in Alberta on Friday and Saturday. Ed shares what that was all about. And finally, fall tour is coming to Ottawa and Manitoba next week. So let's get right into it. Last week, We Need a Law hosted a historic display here on the lawn of the Supreme Court in Ottawa. We have a couple of volunteers that are joining us right now.
Thanks, Colin. I'm Renika Helder.
I'm Zoe Kuman.
And I'm Nicole Vandermeulen. And we went to Gun and Government Youth Conference early this year in February.
This morning, us and a couple other volunteers got together for the Supreme Court. And we set up all these flags to represent the 100,000 babies that were aborted in the last year. And now we're just standing in front, talking to people as they walk by, handing out cards, asking them to sign petitions, and that kind of thing. And yeah, we're going to be here all day. It's going pretty well. We've talked to quite a few people.
Back to you, Colin.
Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, girls. What a wonderful day.
Wait! Apply to GGY now.
Please.
Do it!
Thanks, girls. Make sure to register for God and Government Youth 2020 at arpacanada.ca/GGY2020. Now, Monday was election day. The Ottawa team was watching the results come in from our offices here.
It's election night. It's getting close to midnight. I've had the fun times of being able to watch the results come in with my colleagues here in Ottawa. Like you, probably have some mixed emotions as you see who's all elected, who's all defeated. But we can move forward from here with real confidence, knowing that our God reigns. He reigns yesterday, today, and forever. And we also know from Romans 13, everyone who's been elected into office here in Canada, they're there by his sovereign good decree. He knows what he's doing. So let's honor these people in authority over us. Let's get to know them. And also, on behalf of the ARPA Canada team, we really want to thank all those of you who've been pouring so much time, so much energy, so much to get behind really good quality candidates from across this country. You've sacrificed a great deal out of love for this country. Thank you so much. Please keep at it. It's so important for the well-being of this nation. Back over to you.
Thanks so much, Mark. We're looking forward to working with this new parliament as well. Ed spent a busy weekend in Calgary last weekend. What was that all about, Ed?
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, the ARPA Alberta Youth Convention was held here in Calgary on October 18 and 19. It was a smashing success. We had students from across the province, from all the school clubs. We also welcomed the BC Club from Cradle High School. Students learned about cultural engagement. They learned the three R's of cultural engagement: being representatives, building relationships, and seeking reforms. They collaborated together as clubs to make plans for the rest of the school year. They also participated in pro-life activism, so they returned home full of zeal to be cultural plungers, to plunge into the social and political issues of our culture. Here's what some of the students said after the speech on the three R's of cultural engagement.
I'm Leonard, and it was impactful to hear the stories that Ed told about meeting a very pro-choice and pro-LGBTQ senator and forming a relationship with her.
My name is Brenda, and the thing I found most important or impactful was how it's so important to form a relationship first before you try to change policy.
My name is Marietta, and what really stuck out to me was how we were representing our area, but most of all, God. And if I was from a business, I would want to make sure I'm on behavior and that I share things well and stand up for a business. So standing up for what God says and being a good light that way.
My name's Alex, and I think the thing that stuck out to me the most is the phrase ambassadors of Christ used several times. And that's a phrase we've all heard before, we're familiar with it, but we need to hear so many more times. And like Ed pointed out, every time we're not there, there's no ambassador for Christ, which is why it's so crucial to be involved.
Finally, fall tour is coming to Ottawa Monday, October 28th. We'll be in Carman, Manitoba on Tuesday, October 29th, and in Winnipeg on October 30th. For times, locations, and details, go to arpacanada.ca. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.